Turn your songbooks, number 586, number 586. Can he depend on you? That's a good question to ask. Can he really depend on you or I? For the Lord does depend upon us to do the work that is his, as we talked about this morning, that he will work in us. These are indeed the Lord's work. We'll sing all three verses. Do, mi, so, mi, do. Do, do. Jesus the Savior came down from above, came to bring mercy and love. Crucified on the cross, O holy Christ, so he on Calvary died. While on the cross his great Father forgave, for they know not what they do. For us he died, not for him we might live. And he depends on you, and he depends on you. It's his will to do. Will you be friends with the faithful and true? And he depends on you. He from the grave on the third day arose, missions are there to his host. Go preach the gospel, all who will may hear, ruin me free from all fear. Bid them begin to repent and obey, walk in the newness of life. Keep the light going to show them the way, leading from sin and strife. Can he depend on you? If that's his words to do, will you be proud of the faithful and true? Can he depend on you? He is preparing in heaven a home, for all is faithful and all. Are you preparing to stand by his side, or in that day did he die? And he told others a story of love, showing them what they should do. These are the precepts that come from above, and he depends on you, and he depends on you. If that's his will still do, will you be crowned with the faithful and true? Can he depend on you?
Turn to 6, 8, 3. 6, 8, 3. Sing and be happy. And if it's convenient, let's all stand. Another thing to pass on.
If the skies are of your grain, you are in so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the way through, there's a silver line that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see my friend, trust in his promises, friend. Sing happy, be happy, rest on, do the whole trust in him. Be happy, press on to the goal. Trust Him. Worthy and free will keep your soul. Let all be faithful, look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise Him song. Sing, be happy today. There to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky. When it seems the fortunes of earth crying at us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust in each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and be happy, press on to the goal. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Will keep us all. Let all be faithful. Look to Him and pray. Lift your voice and praise His song. Sing, be happy today.
Psalms number 626. Number 626. It is well with my soul.
We'll sing the first part of the chorus softly, and then when we all join in together at the end of the chorus, we will sing it more loud.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows I see, their walls fall, whatever my lot thou hast done, it is well, it
I don't know what to tell you, except start in at the same time. As
a journey here, as a toil and tears, there's a rainbow in the cloud. He will set me free, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow.
There stands a rock.
There stands a rock on shores of time that hears to that its head supply. That rock is glad and they treasure.
songbooks to number 589, As the Deer. Do mi. Let me do that again. Do mi.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you.
Jesus loves me. 267. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin.
Jesus is Lord.
salvation, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight, angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, always at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Place your markers at number 330. 330 will be our invitation song, and Ben will give that this time.
Has anybody ever been asked, are you a Christian? I think it's very important to be able to tell everybody that you're a Christian. Not that they can't see it for themselves, but to actually be able to tell them who you are. You might be able to say that I know I am a Christian through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so first off, I want to like break that down and look at first the fact that we know I am. In Exodus chapter 3, we see the I am first brought up. In Exodus chapter 3, Moses is talking to God through this burning bush. And in chapter 3, verse 14, he says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God furthermore said to Moses, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. So we have to know the I am. We have to know God. And so in 1 John chapter 4, it is brought even clearer to us who we have to know for our salvation. In 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 1, he says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. That is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And so we see that if we're to know God, we have to know love. We have to love God. We have to love things that God loves. And through that, we must have Jesus Christ. And so if we look in Colossians 3, we see that we have to have Jesus Christ in order to have God. In order to know God, we must know Jesus Christ. And so Colossians chapter 3, Colossians 3, and we'll start in verse 3. He says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And Christ, who is our life, is revealed. Then you also will be revealed with him in glory." And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In this verse, we'll see that we have to follow Christ. It can't be just a matter of an emotion. We have to actually show our love for Christ, to show our love for God in order to have them both. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll start in verse 17. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." And so we must know Christ. We must know God. We must follow them. We must be that ambassador to show others that God is real, that Jesus is real, and that he requires our soul in order to be saved. And in order to do that, we must have Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In John 14:6, it'll tell us that very clearly. But I'd like to break that down and look at that. First, it says that Jesus is the way. And so if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 7, it tells us of the way that we must follow. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, it says that enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. So it may be a narrow path, but there is the way, and God has given it to us. Also says that he is the truth. If you'll turn with me to John chapter 17. In John chapter 17, we'll start in verse 17. It says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask on my behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me." So we must take hold of that truth. We found that way. We must take hold of that truth that God has given us. We must cleanse ourselves. And then finally, it says that he is the life. In John 3:16, we see that God loves the world, that he sent his son to save us. And in Galatians chapter 2, if you'll turn with me to Galatians chapter 2, we see how much into Christ we must be. In Galatians chapter 2, and starting in verse 20, he says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." So we must have Christ. We must be buried with him. We must crucify the old self and rise up a new man in order to be saved. And that is how I know I am a Christian. When I know that God, through Jesus Christ, if I know God through Jesus Christ, and I have followed everything that he has given me, that I have been buried and crucified with Christ, and that I have been that ambassador, then I know I am Christ. I know I am a Christian. So are you a Christian tonight? Have you been saved? Have you followed that way that Jesus sent you, the way? Have you taken firm hold of the truth that God has given you and grabbed hold of that life, been crucified with Christ? And if you have, but you have fallen away, you're still being called to that truth. God still wants you to come. So why don't you come as we stand and sing the invitation song.
Just as I am.
not mark number 235. 235. We'll sing this first verse of this song as a closing song after the offering of the Lord's Supper and before our closing prayer. 235. We'll have the Lord's Supper at this time.
We have opportunity now for those that did not have opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning. And we have the supper that Jesus instituted on the night he was betrayed that resembles his body that was broken for us with the bread and the fruit of the vine, which represents his blood that was shed for us. Before we give thanks for the bread, does anybody need the emblems? No. Before we give thanks, let's just remember to reflect on that sacrifice and to remember all that Jesus did for us. Let's give thanks for the bread. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bread, which represents your Son's body that was broken for us on the cross. We pray that those that partake and all of us will reflect on that sacrifice and to do so in a worthy manner, remembering all that was given for us. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen. Give thanks for the fruit of the vine. In like manner, dear Father, we thank you for the fruit of the vine, which represents your Son's blood that was shed on the cross for our sins. Please help us to reflect on that sacrifice and help those that partake to do so in a worthy manner. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen. We also have another opportunity for those that need to give back a portion of what they've earned, just as the Christians in the first century did, and we'll give thanks for that at this time. Dear God, we thank you for this other opportunity we have for those that need to give back a portion of what you have blessed them with. We pray that the monies will be used to further your kingdom here and also in other places and to be used in a correct manner. We pray all this in your Son's name. Amen.
One day in heaven, we won't be bothered by scratchy throats and crackling voices, but we'll be able to gather around God's throne, sing praises to him. As we leave this place and go into the week, let's think about these things and think on spiritual things and be a good example to others, looking toward that home one day where we will be immortally arrayed. So let's all stand, sing the first verse of number 235, and David will lead us in prayer, and we'll be dismissed.
When life wandered for me in your spouse, the Savior saved my God. Lord, grant that I might firmly stand upon the golden strand. For soon my journey here I see.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time that we can come together as your children, as brothers and sisters, to sing these songs to you, but to each other. We've heard many a sermon through these songs, bolstering our confidence in our salvation through your Son. We know who you are through these songs, through your word, and the study that we've been doing all our lives. Help us to find strength in that when we find ourselves kind of slack on ambition, energy, and health. Help us to help each other physically, but most of all spiritually, so that when one of us slips a little, there'll be a hand there to pick up and aid in our travels. Look after us, look after those that aren't here because of sickness, and most of all, if there's someone that's weak, let us figure out and find them before it's too late. Go with us, bring us back at the next point of time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.